KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports, let's take a look at the state baseball championships from yesterday and semifinal round play on Thursday. It was Class 1A action getting the day started. Newman Catholic, a winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. They shut them out 6-0 to advance to the title game. Lisbon also moves on to the title game as they post a 4-2 win over North Lynn. The 1A championship game is tomorrow as top-seeded Newman Catholic will face off against Lisbon. In the 2A semis yesterday, it was Centerville defeating Wilton in five innings by a 13-0 final score. Iowa City Regina defeated Van Meter 4-3 in the other 2A semifinal. The 2A championship has a number one versus number six. It'll be Iowa City Regina facing off against Centerville on Saturday. The state baseball semifinals continue today. Four more games on the slate. At 11 o'clock this morning, the 3A semis get underway as second-seeded Harlan will try to make another trip to the state championship as they face number six-seed Waverly Shell Rock in a semifinal. Harlan 32-3 on the year, Waverly Shell Rock 34-7. That's an 11 o'clock start time at Principal Park. That'll be followed by top-seeded Davenport Assumption facing fourth-seed Bishop Heelan Catholic in the other 3A semifinal. 4A semis are tonight. Urbandale will face Western Dubuque at 5. West Des Moines Valley plays Cedar Rapids Washington. That's a 7:30 matchup later on this evening in Des Moines. All the championship games are tomorrow. In Major League Baseball action yesterday in the American League, the New York Yankees inched closer to first place in the AL East last night, but they lost one of their slugging outfielders in the process. Aaron Judge suffered a chipped fracture in his right wrist when he was hit by a fastball in the first inning of the Yankees' 7-2 win over the Royals. Surgery won't be necessary, but the slugging outfielder is expected to miss 3 weeks. That injury took some fun out of the Yankees' ability to get within 4.5 games of the first place Boston Red Sox. Didi Gregorius went 2-for-5 with the 3-run homer that put New York up 6-0 in the fourth. That was more than enough offense for Sonny Gray, who tossed 3-hit ball over 5 scoreless innings. Elsewhere in the American League, the LA Angels beat the Chicago White Sox 12-8, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 4-3, Minnesota beat Boston 2-1, Oakland over Texas 7-6. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs, a winner over Arizona 7-6. It was the New York Mets over Pittsburgh 12-6. Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 9-4. Washington over Miami 10-3. Dodgers beat Atlanta 8-2. And Milwaukee over San Francisco by a 7-5 final. The Chicago Cubs have acquired left-hander Cole Hamels from the Texas Rangers for minor league pitcher Raleigh Lacy and a player to be named later. The teams agreed to that trade Thursday, pending physicals for the players involved. Hamels has a 5-9 record with a 4.72 ERA this season, but has been much better on the road and away from hitter-friendly Texas, where he has a 2.93 earned run average. He's given up 16 homers over 59 innings at home, but just 7 in 55 and a third innings on the road this year. A four-time All-Star, Hamels is 152-111 with a 3.43 earned run average in his 14th season in the league. He played for the Phillies from 2006 to 2015 and won a World Series, a World Series MVP, and an NLCS MVP with them in 2008. His last start for Philadelphia on July 25th of 2015 before he was traded to the Texas Rangers, Hamels no-hit the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Hamels has made 6 starts at Wrigley where he's 3-1 with a 1.76 earned run average. The New York Yankees have bolstered their starting rotation just a day after the Boston Red Sox did the same. The Yankees acquired left-hander Jay Happ from Toronto for infielder Brandon Drury and minor league outfielder Billy McKinney. The 35-year-old Happ is 10-6 with a 4.18 ERA and 20 starts and was a first-time All-Star. He joins a rotation that includes Luis Severino, Masahiro Tanaka, CeCe Sabathia, and Sonny Gray. That trade follows the Red Sox acquisition of Nathan Eovaldi from Tampa Bay. The Bo Sox have a 4.5-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. Joakim Soria will be coming out of the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen after being acquired from the Chicago White Sox for pitching prospects Cody Medeiros and Wilbur Perez. The two-time All-Star closer is 0-3 with a 2.56 earned run average and 16 saves this season, striking out 49 and 38 and two-thirds innings. Chicago will also send Milwaukee just over $1 million to cover part of Soria's salary. The Astros have acquired catcher Martin Maldonado from the Angels to shore up their defense behind the plate. Maldonado was a Gold Glove winner last season, hitting .223 with 32 RBIs in 78 games this season. The Braves have reacquired left-hander Johnny Venters for an international roster slot. The 33-year-old Venters came up with the Braves and was a key member of the bullpen for 3 seasons, making the All-Star game in 2011 before persistent elbow problems stifled his career. The Rockies added another reliever by acquiring right-hander Sungwon Oh from Toronto for minor league prospects. Oh was 4-3 with a 2.68 ERA and 48 appearances for the Blue Jays this season. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg is back on the disabled list, this time with a nerve problem in his neck. Strasburg did not pitch for the Nats between June 8th and July 20th because of an inflamed right shoulder. The right-hander allowed 6 runs and 8 hits in 4 2/3 innings last Friday against Atlanta, leaving him 6-7 with a 3.90 earned run average in 14 starts this year. Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley is ready to assume a bigger leadership role for the Hawkeyes this season. Stanley was only the second junior that Coach Kirk Ferentz took to the Big Ten Media Day after a sophomore campaign in which he passed for 26 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions. Stanley says with experience comes more confidence, and with that, the ability to lead.
When somebody's new to something, there's always a little bit of question, is this where I'm supposed to be, or am I ready to do this? And after last season and some of the games that we had and just the support that I got from my teammates, really kind of solidified in my mind that they believe in me and that I have the abilities to play at this level.
Stanley's been working with quarterbacks coach Ken O'Keefe in the hopes of taking his game to the next level.
And maybe getting through my reads a little quicker. I know there was times where I got stuck on the first or second read when I could have gotten into the third read for a check down even looking to run a little bit more this year. I think that instead of throwing the ball away all the time, could look for the opportunity to run.
Stanley's been focused on the details that he hopes will improve his accuracy this season. In NFL news, Jameis Winston is appealing for continued support from unhappy fans who think he no longer deserves to be the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The fourth-year signal caller spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since the NFL suspended him 3 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy by groping a female Uber driver more than 2 years ago. He declined to discuss specifics about the March 2016 incident in Scottsdale, Arizona, repeatedly saying he's focused on being a good teammate and moving forward. Colts fans welcomed Andrew Luck with a loud roar as he started throwing during the team's first training camp workout. It was the first time anyone outside the team or media has seen Luck throw a pass since he had surgery on his right shoulder in January of 2017. Giants co-owner John Mara says contract talks with wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and his representatives will take place sooner rather than later. Mara refused to say how much the Giants were willing to pay, but noted the franchise wants Beckham to stay for a long time. And in golf, Robert Garrigus was the leader with the first round of the RBC Canadian Open was suspended due to high wind and potential lightning. Garrigus fired a 9-under-63 that included a birdie after a rock saved his ball from the water. He made 5 straight birdies on numbers 2 through 6 and then birdied 4 of the last 6 holes. American Kirk Triplett and Thawarn Sharats of Thailand shot 7-under-65s to lead the senior British Open by 1 stroke over Paul McGinley and Stephen Ames through the first round. Bernard Longer is in the mix at 5-under, tying him for 5th with David Toms and Scott McCarron. As many as 16 players shot 68 or less, a group that almost included 68-year-old Tom Watson on a bright and breezy day. Watson ended up -3 on the day. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.